Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
And what a beautiful morning it is.
What's today?
Today, I'm asking, is it Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday or whatever it is.
God, it is Tuesday. Time flies, doesn't it?
Time's flying, so hurry up.
You know, it's Tuesday morning and time is flying.
Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.
Oh, my,
how
time is fun when you're having fun.
Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun at the showtime.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Just like that, it's Tuesday morning.
It is
6:04. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. What did you say on your Facebook Live segment? It was Black Friday, yeah. Cyber Monday, and Broke Tuesday.
Yes, and here's the thing. Today's Giving Tuesday. Maybe you move that before Black Friday and Cyber Monday so you have something to give.
Maybe. It should be Giving Thursday or
yes, for
like
Thanksgiving.
That. Oh, I forgot.
Today, and yes.
Squeezed in there was Small Business
Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday.
So all your money's gone. Uh-huh. You know, that should be first, and today should be like, you know, Poop It Out Tuesday or something. I don't know.
Or for me, it's Broke Friday,
yeah.
Broke Monday, and still broke today.
Still broke Tuesday. Well, Morty, you'll be glad to know. And Mike as well. Today is also Make a Gift Day.
Oh, really?
Handmade Gift Day today.
I could do that.
Yeah. You know, I you might have been in here. Wendy and I were talking a couple weeks ago about mixtapes. And I said, I think I'm going to make a mixtape for everyone. Well, I'm not. Because it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I started making one because I have a dual cassette deck. I don't want to brag. Do you know? We used to do that. It's a pain in the butt.
Well, because 1 hour dedicated per person.
You had a lot more time when you were younger.
Well,
because
then it's really good. It's a good mixtape, and you want to make it for everybody. Yeah, so now you got to copy. I don't have that.
I'd make a mix CD, but my laptop forgot.
That's what I was thinking.
All I'm hearing is excuses, people.
Well, can you
and
do
I'm
a
getting
mix,
nothing.
Can you do a mixed thumb drive?
Maybe.
Does that have as much meaning?
I'll make a playlist for you. Subscribe.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So much for Make a Gift Tuesday. Cloudy today and tomorrow with a slight chance of rain. 59 the high today, 56 tomorrow. Only about 44 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, I will tell you the most disappointing movie of the year.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
All right, we'll find out about that plus some entertainment news in about 5 minutes. Any money?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, sad news out of the celebrity animal world. Lil Bub the cat passed away Sunday night at the age of 8 years old. Now, this was a very unique cat, quite the internet sensation. She was fighting a bone infection, but she was a dwarf. She was a little dwarf cat,
mm-hmm.
had a very hard time, you know, walking and all of that. So she lived a pretty long life, all things considered. 8 years old, that's pretty good for a cat that has such problems like that.
Mm.
Better news, Arizona Cardinals safety Josh Shaw. Well, actually not good news. I have a good news story. I'm so sorry. He was suspended. He was suspended because he was betting on games.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's illegal. I know it is. But he bet on his own team to lose. Now, he was out with an injury, though, when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
So it couldn't affect the outcome. And I don't...
Doesn't matter.
I know.
It's against the rules.
I know it is. I know it is, but I thought, wow, you can't kill time by throwing a bet on a game and rooting on your team.
Or nobody
rooting.
Do it for you?
Yeah, well, that's just it.
And
that's
he bet on his team to lose.
Yeah.
I know.
So,
well, I know. I mean, I bet on my team to lose a lot, too.
Wasn't that
makes sense.
Yeah. Wasn't that one of the big things about trying to bring professional sports here?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like that was they didn't want them betting and because it was
never
in their back door.
Yeah, we never thought we'd see that here.
And here we are today.
And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, that's not a thing.
It was like the threat of new math.
Oh, I know. And metric. Metric is coming.
That's what it was. The metric system. Yeah.
Yes, new math. I know. Who heard the old math? According to an online poll, Morty, I'm sorry to tell you, Dark Phoenix was the most disappointing movie of the year, followed by, A Madea Family Funeral, Doom, Annihilation, And Men in Black International. That doesn't surprise me at all.
So, top five.
Yeah, that's, yeah, well, yeah.
And Dark Phoenix was number one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
That
and that was
so
voted
wrong.
By, you know, people who saw these movies.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. And a big happy birthday to Ozzy Osbourne. He turns 71 years old today. If you forgot about his birthday, do not worry. So did he. So don't sweat it. Don't sweat it, man. Happy birthday, Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
Wow, I know. 71, that's it?
Amazing.
That's it?
If you're looking for the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, I want to remind you tonight, they're going to be handing out the first puzzle piece of that five-piece puzzle that will help you locate Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, Shady Grove Lounge, 6 to 7 over at the Silverton.
Awesome.
Where we had our preview party.
Nice, yep. Easy.
Collect all five clues. So tonight, your first clue or puzzle piece will be handed out. Then, of course, if you want all the dates of when you can collect all the pieces, all the information about Jingle Bell Rock on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Well, if you were lucky enough to get home early from work, VGK in New York yesterday, late afternoon, dropped the puck at 4. They beat the Rangers 4-1, and
yeah,
it was a big game for Alex Tuck, scoring twice in the first period. Here's his second goal.
Out quick center, pass, score! Alex Tuck on the pass from Nate Schmidt, and Tuck has both goals in the opening 3:50.
So, Morty, it's 3 in a row right now.
It is.
And they move over to New Jersey across the river now. They'll play the Devils today. Again, dropping the puck at 4 o'clock. So
that's
for us,
cool,
that get up early, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You watch the game and you're in bed by 7:30.
I do love it, man.
So congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights. And I guess Fleury is back today after being with his family after
right,
his father
yeah,
passed away.
I know.
They haven't announced if he's going to start.
Yeah.
But you would think with Subban playing as well as he is and on a three-game win streak.
Yeah.
Why would you
let
pull him?
I
hope
yeah,
that,
let him
yeah,
build
yeah,
his confidence more.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
we'll see what happens tonight. Tickets already. First chance to win this morning.
Yes.
This is for Ariana Grande,
love
the
it,
sweet, the sweetener, the sweetener.
Sweetener. Yeah, sweetener.
World tour. That's going to be over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena Sunday, December 15th. If you want them, you got them. Simply going to look for caller number 9. Do it right now. Your first chance to win, 702-739-9636. You want tickets for your kids?
Yes.
Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Love
more
it.
For you.
Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck. It's Journey. Don't stop believing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Eileen on the phone. And Eileen, you are caller number 9.
Oh, oh my God, I'm going to be so excited.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Ariana Grande, the Sweetener World Tour, which is happening over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, but mark your calendar. The show is Sunday night, December 15th. Eileen, by the way, what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Monica.
Oh, she's going to have a great time. You going to take her, or is she going to go with her girlfriend?
Oh, no, I'm going to be stuck taking her.
Yeah.
It'll be mother's daughter night.
No, that's cool. That's really cool.
You got them, so enjoy yourself, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the way, let's hear it. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
By the way, Mom, are our seats together?
Yeah, I know.
God, you know what? Maybe you could find another mother-daughter swap seats or something. Hey, Carla, I want to play a couple of new bits
yeah,
of new music.
Yep.
That came out yesterday. This is Alanis Morissette, who, by the way, just announced a tour
mm-hmm,
with the Garbage. And
Garbage and Liz Phair, which is a really big deal. Really big deal. They're not coming here. But
she put out a new album in May
yeah,
called Such Pretty Forks in the Road, and mm-hmm, the new song from that album came out yesterday. This is called Reasons I Drink.
Nothing can give, breathe like they do. Nothing can give me a break from this torture like they do. Here we are. I feel such rapture. I'm a
song is called Reasons I Drink from her new album. Well, it came out in May, but people are saying they love the edgier. They love the more bitter Alanis more so than the...
She sounds very anthem-y here. Yeah. Give me angry Alanis.
The only angry part is the title.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like, well, honey, you have three kids, and that's probably why you're drinking.
And the album
or
title is not Alanis whatsoever.
Wow.
No, I know. I'm not pleased.
Three thumbs down from this side of the table.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Now, this one I like a lot. I never thought I'd see this happen, and I love it.
Pearl Jam came out with this Christmas album.
Yeah. You know I love them.
So this is a bit of Pearl Jam with Eddie Vedder doing some Christmas song.
Like Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that sounds like Pearl Jam.
I love it. I love it. I have the song, and maybe we'll throw it out there once or twice. It's good. It's really, and that's it. That's it.
And
really
what are you saying? They're releasing every song.
They're literally doing the 12 days of Pearl Jam. They have a whole album.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're releasing one each day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they released a 2020 tour too as well.
Yeah, and they're not
just like everyone else.
They're not coming to the United States. I think they will. The 2020 tour in the U.S. will be in 2021 or later.
Eventually.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. If you're looking for stocking stuffers, a couple of bits of new music for you. Your first on-air clue, in fact, to help you find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Going to be revealed later this morning. 8 o'clock, we'll have that for you. Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 7:06. It is Give Back Tuesday. And by the way, last hour when we had mentioned the Mike and Carla Project Angel Tree.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're going to come by the radio station today, would be the day to do it on Give Back Tuesday.
Great, great way.
Pick a list off our Angel Tree. And then, of course, buy some of the new unwrapped toys requested by this or that angel.
Yes.
You bring them back to the radio station. And, of course, you'll get a $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Cool. I love it.
If you want more information about that, again, it's on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Cloudy today, maybe even a chance of rain tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 50s. Only about 44 outside right now. Carla has a few things we think you should know. Get to that after Cheap Trick.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
It is indeed Giving Tuesday today, and a survey found that 95% of us have donated our time or money to at least one charity at some point in our lives. That's a good thing. Apparently, those fundraisers on Facebook that you see, people do, they absolutely donate to those.
Do they really?
They absolutely do. They say that is, they really do work. I think it's the convenience. You can do it right there. You can PayPal. It's just easy to do. So if you see one of those today, that may be the way to do it for you. $1, $2, $5, $10, whatever it is. The 88% of parents actively encourage their kids to be generous and to donate as well. That is very cool. A French fry shortage could hit the United States. Yeah, I know. A poor potato harvest this past October. Canada, Minnesota, Idaho, North Dakota, they all got snow, rain, awful temperatures. So that might affect the price of your French fries, if there are even any out there.
I don't know anybody who loves... I thought I was one of the biggest fans of French fries.
Right?
Until you and I spent some time with Morty in Chicago.
Yes. And he took them to the airport.
Yeah.
He took them to the airport.
And then they took them away.
Yes. Oh, man. That was great.
We're boarding our flight, Morty's at security downing the last few fries.
Oh, man.
Because he didn't want to waste them.
It was great. And a new poll by NewsWhip. You want to know who the leader is in the presidential race right now?
Who is it?
It is Baby Yoda from Star Wars The Mandalorian.
Yes.
We were talking about this. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. More popular.
Leave you country, I will.
The cutest thing I have ever seen. More popular than any of the current presidential candidates right now.
Wow.
So, Baby Yoda leading the pack. Now, if Baby Yoda could actually, you know, be a real person or a real thing and run the country, I would totally vote. I would vote president. Would we have to be? Would it be President Yoda or President Baby Yoda?
I think it would have to be BBY.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Probably so. Yeah, or okay. President Cookie Monster.
Maybe. Either one.
It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Carla and I were just talking off the air as the holidays get closer about spending time with family. And,
yes.
And if you have more than one brother or sister, do you have a favorite sibling?
Right.
Wow. Now, you have two brothers.
I have two brothers. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, that's a tough word there. Favorite, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I have one that I did. Yeah, probably. Yes. Yeah. And I mean, I'm way closer to Matt.
I would think so.
Than Mark. We have so much more in common. And yeah. So, I mean, geez.
See, I feel the same way about it. And you know my both my sisters and my brother.
Yeah. I will say right now, I would think, well, you're probably closest to Barb.
Like you, I have more in common with Barb.
As far as
lifestyle. Yeah. And
right. Barb's just a kick.
She is.
Yeah.
Now, my sister Sue, who you know.
Yes, absolute sweetheart.
One of the most beautiful people you'll ever meet inside and out. But she goes to her own different drum. She which is beautiful.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I love about her.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's the kindest woman ever.
She is, but Sue's kind of like, when I first met her, and I know some of the stuff she's into, she's kind of a free spirit, isn't she?
Yes, very.
She's kind of a free spirit. I love it.
And at the other end of the free spirit spectrum, my brother.
Yeah. But yeah, that's your freest spirit out there, man. Tom, yes.
Who makes up his own rules and lives by his own credo.
Though it's funny, I heard something. My brother Matt told me something recently because I wasn't as Ben. Mark and Matt are only a year and a half apart. And because I said I just was never as close to Mark. He said, well, Mark used to protect you when we were kids, man. He would watch out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Matt used to just beat me up. I was a little kid. Yeah.
If you had to choose, if the question was posed to you, who is your favorite sibling?
Yeah. And because I said I just was never as close to Mark. He said, well, Mark used to protect you when we were kids, man. He would watch out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Matt used to just beat me up. I was a little kid. Yeah.
If you had to choose, if the question was posed to you, who is your favorite sibling?
Yeah.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, Laura's on the phone. What about you? Do you have a favorite sibling?
All right. I love this question because I'm the oldest of five, and I go with my brother because I only have one brother, and he is 17 years younger than me, and he is the coolest dude, and I had to raise my sisters. And brothers can be really, really cool, whereas sisters can be total bitches.
You know, no, Laura, it's funny you said that. I was always really happy that I didn't have sisters because I saw all my friends with sisters. They were fighting all the time.
Sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
Rules, especially when you're like a year or two apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my next youngest sister's 18 months. I don't know what my parents were thinking. Like, boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Yeah, my brothers
are
7 and 8.
You mentioned Barb, my sister Barb. I think we're like 6-7 years apart.
Yeah, my brothers are 7 and 8 years old.
All right, Laura, have a great day.
Cool, thanks, Laura.
You too, and you take care. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were talking off the air as the holidays get closer about family.
Right.
And if you do indeed have a favorite sibling, people are texting in.
Yeah, this is hilarious. Connie said, yeah, I'm the youngest of five. My two brothers are nightmares. One of my sisters is a complete nut job. Loves stirring up drama. My other sister is reliable, but also very dramatic and feisty. She's probably the best of the bunch. I'll go with her. Shannon says,
if I have to choose,
yes, exactly.
I'll go with her.
Shannon says, yes, my twin. I feel like that's a given, though, since we're twins. I think the twins are pretty much inseparable, they're identical.
Yeah, there's a special bond, I heard.
Yes. And Kim says, I do have a favorite. I'm the fourth of five children. My brother, Brent, is my favorite. He's the middle child. He's the kind of soul you'll ever know. The others, well, whatever.
That's
exactly what she said.
All right, Carly, you had mentioned my sister, Barb.
Yes.
Morty got my sister on the phone. And Barb, she is the oldest in the family.
Yes.
The senior member of all the siblings. I said it would be you. What about you? Do you have a favorite sibling?
Oh, yeah. I have three of them.
Well, that is very sweet. But Mike actually said that you are probably his favorite sibling.
No way.
Well, I think because we have so much more in common.
Right.
We do?
Well,
you want to call Sue? You want to call Sue?
Wow.
Well, I'm flattered.
I just thought lifestyle and the way we do things and
our sense of humor.
I thought you and I had more in common than probably I do with Sue, although I love Sue dearly and probably the sweetest person ever.
Right.
Both inside and out.
More sweet than me.
Well, see, that's why you and Mike are close.
Now that I'm not your favorite sibling, and with Tom, it's, you know, being brothers, I mean, you'll always have that bond.
And just looking, I would think, and I think that a lot of people would think that you and Tom are so much alike and this and that, and you're not.
Right.
You're really not.
Glad I made the call.
You want to take the gift back?
I saved you from a fire.
What?
What?
I carried you out of your bed when my bedroom was on fire.
Oh, Lord. What were you doing, Barb? Were you smoking in your bedroom? What happened?
Well, I dropped a lit match into my wastebasket. I didn't realize it was still burning.
Wow.
And then I thought, I'll carry this wastebasket to the bathroom and put it in the tub. But the wastebasket was metal.
Oh,
it was hot.
Oh, wow.
And Mom said, get Mike downstairs. Get him out of his bed. I don't know why you'd be in a crib when you're 4 years old.
Well, Barb.
This call has taken a turn.
It sure has.
Where I really didn't think it was going to go.
And I ran downstairs as I was getting you down the stairs, the fireman came up.
Wow, I don't think I've ever said thank you for saving my life.
Well, I don't think it even scarred you in the least.
Wow.
Well, maybe it has. I just don't know it.
I know. But apparently Barb got her badge that day. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
That is cool. Wow.
Again, what were you doing with lit matches in your bedroom?
Well,
I was lighting a candle in front of the Blessed Mother statue.
Well, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why she never got in trouble.
Yeah. Yes, that's why you weren't grounded for that.
All right, Barb. We love you.
That is great. Barb, it's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you.
Love you.
Bye, Barb.
I love you. Bye. Jingle bell, jingle bell,
jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Here we go. First jingle bell rock clue of the day.
Go up and down, but stay the course.
Got that? Go up and down, but stay the course. There you go. That's what you need. Now, beginning December 13th, if you are the first one to find that Jingle Bell Rock, return it to us. You will win $10,000 from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. Next clue, Wendy Rush will have that 1 o'clock. Now, make sure to visit the Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. Download the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com for more info. One more time, go up and down, but stay the course.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you're interested, rapper Master P developing his own line of ramen noodles. I do some of these stories just for Morty. They're called rap noodles. He says, kind of like a Chef Boyardee. Grew up on noodles. He said, now I've created my own brand. You start small and you build up. They're kind of like a New Orleans flavored. So like chicken and gumbo, that type flavor. So he says you can cook it on the stove or in the microwave. So they should be available soon enough. So
who's this?
Master P. You probably don't know who that is.
Okay.
No? No. Okay. All right.
Well, should I?
You were over at that other station. You might have played some of him years ago. Yeah, he's not new. He's, you know, he's older.
Have you seen Gone in 60 Seconds?
Oh, yeah.
Nicolas
Did you
Cage?
See that?
No.
No? Okay.
Well.
All right. So George Michael and Michael Jackson, you know who they are, right?
I've never seen somebody look so exasperated than Morty right
Nicolas
in that
Cage
moment.
Movies of all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's in it.
Aside from Moonstruck, you're probably right. A British psychic says George Michael and Michael Jackson have met up in heaven and made music together.
Wow.
Yep. He says they have access to any instruments or equipment that they may want. I hope some of the other musicians up there have access as well.
Well, wasn't it the Righteous Brothers that sang they must have?
It, yeah, yeah. Rock and Roll Heaven.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Heaven.
They have one hell of a band.
Yeah. I don't know who's more trouble.
Righteous Brothers, Morty. Yes. Do you know who the Righteous Brothers are, the original?
Bill Medley, Bobby Hatfield. Okay.
Didn't think so.
I don't know
we
who
call
needs
them the Righteous Bros.
Yeah, the Righteous Bros or the Righteous Bros.
Okay.
Bros. Yeah, I don't know who needs to watch out for the other more, George Michael or Michael Jackson. That's just one woman's opinion. And yes, you heard, Billie Eilish did not know who Van Halen was. And people were hitting her pretty hard on social media. She didn't know who they were. She's 17 years old. She turns 18, I think, this month.
Yeah.
Well, Wolfgang Van Halen, that is Eddie and Valerie. That's their son. He is defending her. He said, you know what? Listen to what you want and don't shame others for not knowing what you like.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, it's okay. It's all right. Mike didn't know who Master P was.
Yeah.
No.
We're not going to shame him anymore.
No,
or any less.
We've moved on.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's the second time that's happened for him, too, by the way.
What's that?
Not knowing who Van Halen was.
Wasn't he at a concert and somebody asked?
Yeah,
somebody,
concert. Yeah. And the kid asked him to take a photo of him. And the guy said they didn't know it was Van Halen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thanks, old man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But then there's Wolfgang who has to say, no, but I'm not. I wasn't in
the original.
But, okay. Yeah.
I'm the son.
Anyhow, so, so my name is Wolfgang. So
that should tip you off, Billy. You just gave out one of the first of three on-air clues for the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. By the way, once again, we have a five-piece puzzle that'll help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Tonight, 6 to 7, Shady Grove Lounge. For 1 hour only, Shady Grove Lounge, Silverton Casino Hotel. You can pick up the first of five puzzle pieces. And then, of course, on Thursday, once again, puzzle piece number two.
Cool.
So if you want to pick up the... And I will tell you this. The on-air clues, along with the written bonus clues...
Right.
...over at the Players Club. And then these puzzle pieces, they all go together. So collect as many clues as you can, any way you can. And if you can't make it, send somebody over. But for only 1 hour.
Yes.
The first puzzle piece being handed out tonight. For complete rules and details, dates and times and all that stuff about the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, go to the website. The website, 96.3kklz.com. Here's something you want to hear. It's a YouTuber from Finland who goes by the name of, is it Pupsy?
Pupsy
or Poopsy. I think Pupsy. He had hollowed out some melons and turned them into, I guess, a wind instrument.
Okay.
And he's covering Smash Mouth's their hit All Star.
Okay.
Listen, there's a guy from Finland playing melons. And he's doing Smash Mouth and All Stars. Carve out some melons and you turn them into a wind instrument.
Yeah, now we're rocking. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
Okay. I feel like I should be smoking something. I don't know.
Who's that guy that played the, I don't even know.
Pan flute?
Zamfir?
Zamfir, yes.
Zamfir. I mean, he's no Poopsy or Pupsy, but.
Well, and Pupsy's no Zamfir.
This guy needs to be in Finland's Got Talent.
He sure does, Marty.
He'll win.
Who doesn't know that he already is?
Yes, true.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, he'll have a show on the strip soon.
Maybe off the strip. Mellon, maybe, you know, like off Broadway.
Yes, yes.
Escape to Margaritaville. We got those tickets to give away. Do that in about 6-7 minutes from now. It's a flock of seagulls. Yeah, it's a flute.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so all this week we're giving you a chance to escape to Margaritaville. This is the Jimmy Buffett musical happening over at the Smith Center after the new year. In fact, you and I are going January 7th.
Yes, we are.
And that's when these tickets are good for. Phone lines are on hold right now, but we're going to play Mike and Carla's Pyramid Contest.
Okay.
So Carla will give you a few things out of each category. You simply identify the category, 3 out of 3. And you are a big winner. We'll look for caller number 9 after we get through news and weather at 702-739-9636. Your chance to win tickets to go to the Smith Center and check out Escape to Margaritaville. We have Danette on the phone, and Danette is on the speakerphone. She has a lot of people to help her.
Yes, I hope so.
With the Mike and Carla Pyramid Game. We've already explained to Danette how to play. 3 out of 3, Danette, and you are a winner. Here we go, number 1.
Danette, just so you know, it's a Margaritaville pyramid, okay?
Okay.
Number 1, sand, seagulls, surfers.
Beach.
Yes.
Yes, the beach. Number 2.
Cheese, lettuce, tomato. Onion.
Salad.
Pickles.
Salad. Burger.
Yes, there you go.
Number 3. Oh, no.
Tequila. Salt. Lime juice.
Margarita.
Yes. So you knew that one, didn't you?
Of course I knew that one.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Danette, where are you working this morning?
I'm working at Finley Honda.
Oh, we love those people over there.
Very nice.
Yeah, now that she doesn't need them, you notice she picked up the phone?
Yeah, I know. You're darn right. Darn right.
That's right. That's how that works. Come
By
on.
The way, might I just say that I love my little Honda Civic 2018. It's the best car ever. I love it.
I hope you bought it from our store.
I don't want to say, because I... Oh. Aren't you kind of one big Honda family? No?
We are.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right.
Okay,
we are.
Well, say hello to everybody there. But most importantly, you got the tickets to go see Escape to Margaritaville. To be at the Smith Center Tuesday, January 7th. Carla, you and I will be there that night.
Yes, we will.
So hopefully we'll run into you, say hi. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Well, here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A cop in North Carolina caught a guy who was parked. He caught him. This guy that was parked in a car at a Kohl's parking lot on Black Friday, smoking a joint, and he was totally naked.
Okay. All right.
The guy tried to drive away, but the cop stopped him and he arrested him.
Well, he was high.
Yeah. So. I don't know if that's exactly who you want to find on a Black Friday, just a naked guy.
Yeah, but he was smoking a joint, so he's probably pretty harmless.
What? Okay.
Oh, man.
What else do I have? Oh, a woman on a flight in Florida over the weekend faked a medical emergency to get a bigger seat.
Ooh.
But the pilot turned the flight around to get her help for the emergency. Well, that's where it went wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure.
When it turned out she had faked it, she was taken into custody.
I don't need any. Don't turn the plane around. We don't need to do that. Wow.
I'll be okay.
Oh, my God.
She's going to be
faking
it
now.
A lot in federal prison now.
Oh, man. Woman, I wonder what she said she had.
It reminds me of that woman I told you about that we saw on the way back from Mexico.
Yeah.
Dressed in all black, saying her legs. She had problems with her legs. Amigo.
Yeah.
Amigo.
Yeah. All right. No.
Was allowed to get on the plane first.
No comprende.
And then afterwards got off the plane and then started running to the next flight.
Exactly. No comprende. You battle act? No. Exactly. Well, Mike, in keeping with the theme, an older man, San Jose, California, he became kind of an unexpected internet star. He lost his pants when he went running out of his house to confront some millennial that parked in front of his driveway. I don't know why this reminds me of you or me, Mike. As he was yelling at her, came running out yelling at her, his pants just kept falling down. And, of course, somebody else drove by and took out the camera.
Well, of course, that's what you do, right?
Guys, tiny whities, look at that. Oh, people, you just never know. Exactly. I fell in poop, okay? And Keith McCracken, he was arrested driving a stolen SUV to a local jail. He was going to bail his brother out, who was arrested a few hours earlier, for driving another stolen SUV. Well, lo and behold, they're both in the same jail now. So, there you go. I hope it's your favorite sibling.
Uh-oh.
It is Tuesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Park. I don't know if you watch. They're not always the nicest on South Park, but in South Park, Colorado, they're very, very nice. Over Thanksgiving weekend, hundreds of travelers were stranded there because of snow and very high winds. Really, really, they wouldn't let you drive in most parts of this small town. So the town basically took all of them in, made sure that everyone had a place to sleep. Now, the population is 762 people.
Okay.
On Friday, they sheltered another 300 people, then almost 450 on Saturday. So all the hotels filled up. Managers let people sleep in the lobby. They gave them blankets, pillows, hot chocolate.
Wow.
All the area shelters were full. So they went over to the high school, set everything up over there. Uh-huh. They got blankets, all that stuff, made sure they had hot chocolate, stuff like that to keep them warm. Some people also said, just come on, I got a house. You can stay with me. Fed them, drank everything. They just took care of them. And Salvation Army came out to help as well. They said it was absolutely amazing to see. I mean, they doubled their population, basically, in those few days. Yeah. So there you go.
That's awesome.
Of South Park. Yeah. Yeah.
South Park, Colorado.
South Park, Colorado. That's right. No Kenny. No, no. Or maybe there was. Yeah.
Well, that's Beavis and Butthead. Sorry.
Yeah. Not yes, exactly.
You know what? I have so many voices in my head, I get them all confused. Yoda.
Way to
Oscar
go,
the Grouch.
Yes,
or...
I know.
Beavis and Butthead.
Okay. That's why we always say if you have a feel-good story you know about, maybe you have one personally.
Right.
You want to submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. We would love to hear about it.
Like it.
9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush will come in next. She'll have another Jingle Bell Rock clue for you. Have that for you at about 1 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. Recap of the show. Had some new music from Alanis Morissette.
Mm-hmm.
Also some new Christmas music from Pearl Jam.
Love it.
We might have one for you tomorrow, too,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. 12 Days of Pearl Jam. Favorite sibling. So glad I called my sister. Jeez. And by the way, she texted me back, and she says, I really think we're about 2 or 3.
Oh, stop.
Well, that makes more sense than, say, 4 or 5.
Okay.
I was still in a crib.
Okay. 2 or 3. Okay, then that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
And she also wanted to know what's wrong with being naked inside your car.
Yeah, we should discuss that tomorrow.
I see nothing
wrong with it.
Just happy to find out who Master P was. Got a new ramen noodles coming out.
I'll play you some Master P tomorrow, Mike.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Enjoy your day. Be careful. Be safe. And as we always say, be kind to each other, all right? We'll be back tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.